Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys Show each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in our downtown studios, and we are talking deer hunting and getting ready for your deer camp. We've got just a couple weeks, about a week and a half before the Michigan opener, and we are getting you ready for your deer camp. We got lots of tips, techniques, and just had a great hour of lots and lots of stuff that you need to consider. But I'm Jop, and he's Bob. What's cooking in your camp, Bob?
What's cooking today is we are being produced inside here by the very capable Brian Fongers. Thank you very much. The master of the board. And we have a call screener today, so if you want to call us at 800-785-1073. Todd Drenth is our new call screener and political advocate, and he clarifies all the political issues for us.
But, this is a grilling show. We won't be doing that.
Now, he gave us a great insight onto the bridge proposal, which was pretty fascinating, and I think now I understand it.
Yep.
But, yeah, we're just doing all things venison, and, you know, it just evokes, you know, isn't it just tradition? It just evokes all sorts of memories. And like the first time you went deer hunting, I don't know if you remember that or not, but I was in the UP with my dad, and he just sat me on a stump and he stood next to me, and we sat there waiting for some deer to come in. He had his 33 Winchester, which was his father bought when he got to the country turn of the century. So he's got this old 33 Winchester, and there weren't any
pump
deer.
Pump or lever action?
It's a lever.
Yep.
Yeah. And Teddy Roosevelt's favorite buffalo gun, actually, in his autobiography. But so we weren't seeing too many deer, so he started calling the squirrels. And my dad was like an animal freak. He could like talk to any animal around. And he was calling squirrels, and I didn't see any of them. And I'm thinking, you're no good at this. And then I stood up off the stump, and there was probably five or six, like within 2 or 3 feet of me, they had been creeping up to see what he was doing. And they just took off. But
I don't even want to know how you call a squirrel.
You just go.
You hear a squirrel?
Like yeah, I do it now myself when I'm bored in the tree stand. I do it.
God.
It was tons of fun.
That's a boring deer hunter right there. Bored deer hunter.
But, you know, he grew up in the UP in the Depression, and they lived on venison. They had beef on their farm that they sold, but they lived on venison.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people really enjoy it, some more than others. But, Bob, you had a deer tracking story, too, that you wanted to share with us little bit about.
Well, you know, when you talk about your first time bow hunting, my buddies got me into bow hunting. They did it so much. It was the boys out at Kroll Furnace, Greg and Jeff. And they used to take me up to their dad's property with them up in Branch. And I had a bow, but I wasn't really an avid bow hunter. So hanging around with them, I really learned a lot about bow hunting and got into it a bunch. So the first time I actually got to take a shot, I hit the deer. And I took
a little far back?
It was, because I was shooting through a little bitty hole in the leaves, and I saw some antlers go by, and I saw brown, and I just took a shot, and it took off, and so I went and got these guys, and they go, well, did you get one? I go, yeah, I think it was a pretty good shot, and then they go, how big was it? I go, oh, I think it's like a 6 point, and finally, we followed the blood trail, and I shot the thing in the keister. And this poor thing was a little pathetic spike. It was like...
went from 6 point to spike just in that little window up in the leaves, right? Yeah.
And we had to track it for like 3 hours. And I took off my camo, and the Henley shirts had just come out then, you know, and I had my real nice Henley on. And so we finally shot it again. I shot it again when we finally jumped. We jumped it like 8 times.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to gut it without getting blood on my brand new Henley. And these guys are laughing at me because you're such a girl in the woods, you know.
Well, we all live and we learn, right? Yeah.
Now I just, you know, I just zip, reach up, gut them. It's like a pig about it.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you listen to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL FM. We'd like to hear from you, your favorite grilling recipe for deer camp or the favorite food that you make deer camp that all the guys are just crazy about. Give us a call on the grilling line, 800-785-1073. Todd will pick up the phone and put you on the air because we're really interested. We're looking for some great ideas to bring to deer camp.
That's right. Todd Drenth, our call screener, is sitting back in the production booth, and he really needs something to do. So yeah. Give us a call and give us your recipe.
Yep, exactly. Well, speaking about something good to have at deer camp,
it smells good.
One of the guys that follows us on Facebook, his name's Matt Smith, and he offered to come into the studio and bring some of his favorite chili. And I don't know, Matt, do you have more than one chili here, or are you just bringing the Green Menace?
We got the Green Menace here, and I've got some Green Menace pork wraps. It's green chili with pulled pork, and we wrap it up with cilantro cream, a little bit of barbecue sauce. Our Red Menace chili we left in the freezer. We're focusing on the Green Menace.
All right.
It's a little bit different for you guys.
So we're going to break this stuff down for you. And
I think being a Spartan fan, you got to learn how to make this.
Yeah, it'd be a great day today because our Spartans are playing Nebraska at 3:30.
They don't have chili in Nebraska, for
I know, but they do in East Lansing.
Yeah.
And then U of M's taking on Minnesota today at noon. So if you're out doing that Michigan State tailgate already down there in the Ann Arbor area, you probably got your food taken care of, but there's still some time to pick up one of these recipes here for the Michigan State game. But so, Matt, tell us a little bit about your background. Is this a hobby for you? Is this something you do professionally? What's going on here, man?
A little of both. We started getting into barbecue contests about 12 years ago.
Okay.
Did really well. We do the KCBS competitions.
What's your team called?
The name of our company is called Pit Stop Catering. When we used to do it back in the day, we had a couple different names. And we did very well in a number of categories. We've won some chili contests as well, and so people kind of started dragging us into cooking for them. Then we started doing it professionally.
Okay. So chili means a lot of things to a lot of people. You know, you got a red base. Yours is the Green Menace. We got green chili today. People make it with chicken. People make it with beef. A lot of venison chilies out there. Tell us a little bit about what's in yours and why it's good.
Green chili is huge out in New Mexico, Utah, Colorado, and we've got some family out there, so I'd have green chili a lot, and it's not big in the Midwest. A lot of people don't know what it is. So the last time, about a year and a half ago when I went out there, I decided to put a barbecue spin on it. So ours is almost all green chili is a pork base. They use cooked pork, but they cook the pork real quick and throw it in there. So I decided to use our 16-hour slow cook shredded pork, and then slow cook the green chili for about 6-8 hours, so it's real smoky. There's a lot of different peppers: poblanos, Anaheims, green peppers, jalapenos. And then we roast those, take the skins off. A lot of cumin in there, and the flavors all go together real nice.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Well, in the next segment, we're going to give a little taste test to that and the other dishes that you brought, and we'll break those down and tell you guys how to make this green chili. He just gave you the recipe, but there's some secrets in there that you're going to want to know.
Smell this, man. I've been looking forward to this. I've been talking to Matt for a couple weeks, and he's been trying to get up here to share this with us.
Studio's smelling great, man.
Yeah.
So, again, give us a call on the grilling line, 1-800-785-1073. We'll get you on the air, and we'll share your favorite recipe as well. You're listening to The Grilling Guys, 1073. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.